We're up to Ayin Tesh Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Braisa Hamotzi Shtar Chov Ad Shelo Pro Chayiv Mishiparo Potter. And if you carry out an IOU, a Shtar Chov, a Shtar that was written for a loan, so if the loan has not yet been paid, then the Shtar is still Choshev and you're Chayiv. And talking with a Shtar doesn't have a shear of blank paper enough to write two big letters, or what's it called, it's not big enough to use as a cover for a flask. So it's, the chashivas is only because the shtar is there. So as long as the shtar is needed, is this supposed to be on? As long as the shtar is needed, then what's it called, then the shtar is chashiv and you're chayiv. If the shtar is already paid, it's not needed anymore, then you're potter. Okay, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af mishaparo chayiv." Even after it's paid, it's also chayiv. So we had already one way of explaining it, that it's not really talking where it was paid or not paid, but whether the lo v'tainid parati, if he tainid, he paid or he didn't pay. Now Rava says a different pshat. Rava omar dekule alma moda bishtar shekosvo shetzorich lekaimu. Everybody holds that if you admit, the lo v'admits that the shtar was written, except he claims that he paid it, he's not believed. Because once he admits the shtar was written, so it's like two eidim were saying they didn't pay. So unless he brings proof that he paid, right, he can't patter himself from paying. The hacha the coast and shover kamithilge. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas is, do we write a receipt or not? Does the malva write a receipt to the lova? Or do we say no? The malva returns the shtar to the lova. He doesn't write him any receipt. Tanakama sover kostin shover. The Tanakama holds that you do write a receipt. Rabbi Yehuda sover ein kostin shover. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't write a receipt. We'll see in one second what the Rashi has over here. Two different girses, and he explains what which one is the proper one. Rashi, the kule alma tzorich lekaimo, the hacha the pro velo pro mamish komer. Not like we said before, this talking where he claimed he paid it or didn't claim he paid it, but where he actually paid it or not. The machlokas is where the lova actually paid the debt, ubishtar mekuyim, with the kule alma osur lisho shtar porua. And everybody holds the malva is not allowed to hold on to a shtar that's been paid. Because it's an avla, it's a false thing. It says that the lova owes him money, he doesn't owe him any money, right? So he's not allowed to hold on to that shtar. The hacha v'kos din shover k'miflege. Yesh garsim, some have the girsa, unlike what we just read. Tanakavas, some are ein kos din shover, al shtar parua. Shato matzricho lishmor shovro min ha'achborim, elamavzer lo v'sorfo. V'osir l'hashosa. The Tanakama holds that you don't write a receipt. And therefore, the malva has to return, because we don't want the onus of protecting himself to be on the lova. He's going to have to guard the shover all the time, and if he doesn't guard it, and he loses it, then the malva is going to be able to claim again that he didn't pay. So we don't want the lova to have to constantly watch a shover. Therefore, we don't write a receipt. And what happens is, the malva returns the shtar to the lova, and he has to burn it immediately. He can't hold on to it. He has to return it to the lova. And that way, the malva has no way of, again, claiming the debt from the lova. And therefore, what's it called? Once the loan is paid, the shtar is worthless. Because what you have to do with the shtar, this is according to this opinion, what you have to do with the shtar is return it to the lova and burn it. So the shtar is worthless. Not allowed to hold on to it. And therefore, what's it called, if you carry it, it's not worth anything. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, and it's not Chinah Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Kost and Shover. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you do write a receipt. Val Yedei Shover, Mutter Lisho Shtar Parua. And because you write a receipt, the Malv is allowed to hold on to the Shtar, because the Lova has a receipt. So he can't now go and claim the loan again, because the Lova will come out with his receipt. So Elamai, the Malva is allowed to hold it to use as a bottle cap or whatever he wants to use it for. Lotzer Palpitzluchis, he can use it now to use as a bottle cap. The Lo, so Rashi says that's not the proper Girsa. The Lohi. It's impossible to explain the Gemara like that. Chada the kivan the asur lishto shtar parua afila de shover nomi asur hashosa. If it's asur to hold on for the malva to hold on to a shtar parua, it's asur for it to hold it on even if you write a receipt. Because if the lova loses his receipt, this is still an avla. It's still a false thing. You can't hold on to a false thing. Shemi yover hashover. Maybe the lova will lose his shover. And then this guy will be able to use this shtar to perpetrate an avla, right? An injustice. So the shtar itself, the etzem, is an unjust thing. You're not allowed to hold on to it. The zechos of a govibo. That's one reason. It's not true. Even if you write a shover, you still can't hold on. So the malva can't hold on to the shtar. The old Rabbi Yehuda ain't kos the shover, shamin and lay. Beyond that, we have another place where it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds you don't write a shover. The Vava Basra. Disnan Mishapora Mixas Chovo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlif, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yichtav Shover. Right? If somebody paid part of a debt, so Rabbi Yehuda says you change the amount, you change the star, you write a new star on the smaller amount, right? The amount that's left. And Rabbi Yossi says you write a receipt. And you keep the star the way it is, and the Lova has a receipt that he paid partial payment. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't write a shover, that you write a new shtar. The Hachi Garcina. So therefore, Rashi says, the right girsa is the way we have it in our Gemara. Tanakama sovar kostin shover. The Tanakama who holds that the shtar is worthless, holds that you write a shover. The Hachi Kamer. Mishiparo love, the hotzio malve b'shabes potter. She'eno tzorich lo. Right? The love paid the debt. And you wrote him a receipt, and the malva now took out the shtar on Shabbos. The shtar is worthless. He doesn't need the shtar. The yomras kiven the roy lotzra pitzluchi sohu the boy aduri lalova lo mashile shemi yovali de malva v'yazer v'yitboenu. Right, and if what's it called? You'll say that maybe he'll want to use it as a bottle cap. He won't, because what's it called? He won't hold on to it. Because the lova won't hold on to the shtar. He doesn't want the shtar to be around, right? He wants it to be out of the world, that it never could get back. He should never lose it, and he'll get back to the hands of the malva, and he'll use it to collect again. The inami lo mahader le malva lo ichmes le lova. The malva kosev le lova shover iloy. And even if the malva doesn't return to lova, lova doesn't care. Lova doesn't need the shtar. Because he has a receipt. So manav shoch, nobody needs a shtar. The malva won't hold on to it because he has to return it to the lova. The lova doesn't care about it because even if he doesn't get it back, he has a receipt. And so therefore, according to the Tanakama, who says that we write a shover, right, the shtar is worthless to anybody. It's not needed for anybody. Not for the lova, not for the malva. The best thing is get it out of the world. But Rav Yehuda shover ain't kosin shover. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't write a receipt. Hilkach tzorichu hamalva the boy hadure. The malva has to return it to the lova, so he needs the shtar. He needs to hold on to it because he has to get it back to the lova. Right? He can't say, well, the shtar was burnt up or whatever. He has to return it to the lova. So he needs to hold on to it to return it to the lova. The iloma hadarle chozer v'tova lo mashipro. The lo sogi le b'shover, the tzorich l'shomer m'nachborit. And if he won't return it to the lova, right, then the lova can go and say that you still have the shtar, right? That means that, what's it called? You say, I didn't pay you. I want my money back that I did pay you. I want the money back that I did pay you. So the malva has to return this to the lova, so the lova won't claim back the money that he paid already. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't write a shover, the malva needs this shtar to return it to the lova. So you can hold on to it as long as he needs to return it to the lova. Therefore, it's something important. So if he carries it, he's chayiv. But according to the Tanakama, since you don't write a shover, since you do write a shover, therefore you don't have to return the shtar. And therefore it's worthless. The malva is not allowed to hold on to it. The lova doesn't really need it. So nobody needs the shtar, therefore it's not important, and therefore if you carry it, you're not chayiv. That's how Rashi has the gears in the Gemara, and that's how he explains it. Okay, let's go on. Ravashi Omar, a third pshat. Ravashi says that it's choshev to the lova. The malva is not allowed to hold on to it because it's an avla. He gives it back to the lova. But if the lova carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Why? Because the shtar is important to the lova. Why? Because he wants to hold on to it and say and prove that he paid his debts. Here's a shtar that's been paid. So I'm an honest person. So he wants to show it to another person he wants to loan money from, to borrow money from, that he's an honest person. Rav Ashi Omer, Puksayu Kshotziu Lova. Till now we're talking about the Malva. Malva carried out. Is it worth anything? Is he allowed to hold on to it or not? Now we're talking that the Lova carried out. Umahu Tzarech Lo. What's the Lova need the shtar for? Right? The Ka'amar Vaday Lolotzer Mishum Stimas Pitz Lochis Lomashile. Surely it's not worth anything to Lova to use as a bottle cover because he's not going to hold on to it for a bottle cover. The Lova would rather the shtar be out of the world because there's always a chance he'll lose it and the Malva will find it and claim the debt again. So the Lova doesn't want the shtar around normally. So he's surely not going to keep it just to use as a bottle cover. He may hold on to it for another reason. It's worth it to him to take the risk of losing the shtar and being claimed from again, but to hold on to it and show that he's an honest person, that he pays his debts, so other people will loan him money. That he's willing to take the risk. And therefore, what's it called? The Tanakhama holds that that's a good enough reason to say that it's, the Tanakhama holds that's not a good enough reason. The Lova won't hold on to it for that. He's too afraid that it'll be lost and he'll be claimed again. And therefore he wants to get rid of the shtar. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that he would willing to take the risk to have a document that shows that he pays his debts. That's the machlokas.
If the document is such that the Lova can ask the money again, and it's not to show his friends anything that he paid anything, because it's...
No, he has, but he has the shtar. He has the shtar, not the malva. If it wasn't paid, the malva would have the shtar. The fact that he has it means it's been paid, and the malva get it back to him. Okay. Or kedelasos kamiya. You need enough leather to write on it a kamiya. That's one shot. And others hold it doesn't mean to write a kamiya. It means to have leather to cover a kamiya. The kamiya is written on paper or on what's it called? My paper. Okay. The kamiya is written on whatever, parchment or whatever, and then you wrap it up in a little bag of leather. That's what it's called, kidei lasos kamiya. Boy mine rova, in fact, there are two different gear souls here. Some say kidei lasos kamiya and say kidei lichtov alof kamiya. How much is leather? How much leather do you have to be motzi to be chayiv achatas? Omer lei kedisna, like the Mishnah says, or kedei lasos kamiya, right? Or enough to what's it called to make a kamiya? La abdo bekama. How much is the chiyuv of ibud when you have to tan leather? How much leather do you have to tan to be chayiv for ma'abed? Omer lei lo shna. Same amount. Same amount that you have to carrying out, enough to make a kamiya, is the same amount of making ibud, enough to make a kamiya. So Morris says, umana tamra, how do you know that the same shear? Kedisnan, hamalabein, v'hamanapech, v'hatsoveya, v'hatove, shiuro kemole rochev hasit kofu. The shear for bleaching, for combing, and dyeing, and spinning thread is all the same. It's all the amount of rochav sit kofel, the amount of space between your thumb and your first finger, double. That's the shear of how much of a thread you have to have for all these malachas. The haoreg beis chutim, and also weaving is minimal two chutim, but how big does chutim have to be? Shear kemali rochav sot kofel. Same thing. So they have to be the same thing. Rochav hasit kofel. Alma kivin l'tviya koi shiure ketovui. Right? Since all of these things are made for spinning, they're all part of the process that lead up to spinning or weaving. Similarly, what's it called? Not everything is woven, but they're all at least, they're all to make spun thread. What you do with the thread after that, you do different things. So that's what Rashi says. They're not all the shema rigor, Tosis says. It's not all the shema riga, right? Tosa says, should have said they're all for the sake of weaving. So they have the same shear as the much you need for weaving. But not all things are woven. So therefore, but everything here is made to make these threads that are spun. Spinning, yes. So they all have the same shear. Since ultimately the shear of spinning thread is shear rochav seat kofel, so all the processes till there are the same thing. Same thing over here, right? Since the shear of carrying out leather is the shear of what's it called, lasos kamiya, so any tikkun of leather has the same shear to make a kamiya. Hachinami kiven de la'avdo koi, since ultimately the leather is going to be worked out and tanned, shi'uro kemu'ubet, shi'uro kemu'ubet, and therefore the shear of how much you need to work out is the same thing as the shear you need of worked out leather to carry. Okay. V'shalola abdo bakama, what if you're not going to work out the leather? You're not going to tan the leather. You're just going to leave it as a hide. Omerle lo shno, no difference, same shear. Enough that if you would tan it, you'd be able to make a kamiya. Or it says, v'loshani bein mu'ubid l'sheino mu'ubid. There's no difference between leather that's tanned and leather that's not tanned. I understand if you intend to tan the leather, that the shear of tanning is the same amount that you would need for tanned leather. But there's no difference between the chashivas of untanned leather you never plan to tan and tanned leather. Eisvei, I'll show you there's a difference. Hamotzi samonim shruyim, kedei litzboa bahem dugma le'ira. If you carry out made what's it called dye. In other words, you have the powder or whatever that makes the dye, and you already put it into water. So you already have made the dye. You made the dye. Then your chayiv, if you carried out enough to dye a swatch of a, what's it called, of cloth, that you can use it as a dugma, swatch, as a, what? A sample. Right, that's a sample. But if you carry out the powder, right, or the samonim, before you, what's it called, add the water, then tznan, klipi agozim, klipi rimonim, siti mupua, kedei litzboa, and beged cotton. You need a much bigger shear. You need enough of those that you'll be able to dye a little beged. Lefi svacha, the small piece of material that the woman puts on her svach, on the thing that covers her head, on her tichel. So that's a bigger shear. Ikmar Allah, Samar says no. There's a reason why that's different. Why the shear of carrying out unmade dye is bigger than when you carry the made dye already. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barabua, Lefi Shein Adam Toreach Lishro Samonim Litzbor Behen Dugma Le'ira. Person's not going to go to the bother. It's a big bother to make the dye. You're not going to go to the bother of making a dye for that small amount of thing, just to make a swatch. You're not going to make enough dye just for a swatch. If you're going to make dye already, you make a lot more, and you use part of it for the swatch. But it's a bother. Not everything's a bother. What's it called? But over here, what's it called? That doesn't apply. Here, the untanned leather and the tanned leather are the same thing. Over there, the unmade samamonim and the made samamonim are not the same thing. Because it's a big bother to make dye from samamonim. So a person, if he carries out the unmade samamonim, he's not going to carry out, he's not going to, the amount that's chashuv is the amount to make enough dye to be tzoveya beged. But when the dye is already made, there's no more tirchen vow, then the dye is chashuv even if it only be tzoveya, a sample. Mar brings another raya. V'hari zarone gina, de mikni de zarinu tnan, zarone gina pachos mikagrogris. Right, that if you didn't plant the zaronim, then the shear of carrying them out is less than the grovers. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira omer chamisha. Right, and Rabbi Yehuda Beseira says, if you have to have five seeds, if you have seeds that are ready for planting, then the shear is either five or less than the grovers. The lubasa de zarinu, after you planted them, right, tnan, zevel, v'chol, hadak, kedei lezavel, v'okela shokruv, divi Rabbi Akiva. The Chachom Roman Kiva Zabal Krisha, right? That if you already planted them, then they're chashuv enough that if you carry out fertilizer, whatever, you don't have to have enough fertilizer to fertilize five of them, or less than a grogris of them. You only need enough fertilizer to fertilize one stalk. So the chora, you see, there's a difference between the chashivas of something that's not finished, the zaronim, that what's it called, that haven't yet been planted, are not choshev unless you have a lot of them, and the zaronim that are planted are what's it called choshev even with a small amount. Or it's the same thing. People don't carry out one seed to plant. You don't go through the bother of planting for one seed. If you're going to plant already, you're going to plant quite a lot of seeds at the same time. So before it's planted, it doesn't have that chashivas. You need a lot of things before they're planted because their chashivas is planting them. And nobody's going to plant less than five at a time. Now, Shenkin, once they're planted, each one by itself is important. And therefore, carrying out other things for the sake of even one of them is chashiv. Okay. Rashi. Hamotzi or bekam. Mishum de boy lemi boy mine hanach boy achrenaisa boy mine ho. The afagad masnisani. This question is irrelevant because the Mishnah says beferish how much the shear of or is. But he wants you to ask him a lot of questions, so he prefaced it with this question. But really, the main questions were the secondary questions, not the first one. The first one's a Mishnah. La'abed or ha'omed la'abdo. Vadain lo ibdo. Bekam shear hotzoso. Or that you intend to tan, but you haven't tanned it yet. What's the shear? So the Gemara says the same shear. Hamalabin tzemer. You bleach wool. Sit kedei hefresh etzba meha'ama. Sit is the distance between the first, etzba, first and second fingers, right, like this. And double that.
That's a sit.
And kofel is shnei sitin. Sit is this amount, and kofel means you double it. Double that amount. Alma kiva de menapitz malabim litzviya koi, shiure kitviya. Since they're all going to end up being spun, so the shear for all of them is the same as how much you need to spin. Shalola abdo in omid labid. That's very good if in the end you're going to tan it. So tanned leather has this shear, so all the things that are leather in the process has the same shear. But what if you don't plan to tan it? Dugma, so there the Gemara says, it's still the same shear. Gemara says, how could that be? We know there's a difference between a finished product and an unfinished product insofar that the unfinished product needs a bigger shear than the finished product. The Gemara answers, in each case, that's only where it's a big tircha to make the finishing. Nobody's going to do the thing, on the carry out the unfinished product, do the thing to the unfinished product, it will for only a small amount. Once it's finished, it's chashuv even for a smaller amount. Dugma, kolomer ma'at ke'en shemarin l'dugma, lomar rotza tovazeh. A little bit of a sample. Le'ira v'hu kashir hatzorech le'ira shel gardi, liston pikona shepakoyis ha'orev nesunabo. The weaver has a certain kli that you have to close the top of that kli when you use it for weaving. It's the same shear. The shear of what's it called? Dugma is le'ira. It's the same amount of cloth that closes the weaver's, spindle, whatever it is. Klipia goes in. Klipa lacha sha'al klipe ha'egos. The soft, what's it called, peel that's outside the nut. A lot of nuts have a soft green peel. And then inside that is the nut with the shell, like chestnuts. Chestnuts grow inside a green pod, and inside is the brown thing that covers the chestnut. A lot of nuts grow like that. So the part that you use for dyeing is the outer pod. Sitin vishuda, some kind of dye. Pua is another kind of dye. Tisvacha. Nosnim beged ben tziosa v'hai shiura nofish. It's a bigger shear than a swatch, than a sample. She'en adam toreach v'im bo l'shrosa shora k'dei pisvacha. If a guy's going to make dye, he's not going to make only enough dye for a sample. He's going to make much more dye, right? It's not worth the tircha to make just a small amount of dye. How much is the smallest amount that's worth making? That's the amount to dye a beged. The this pisvach. Aval or toreach adam la'abed kedei kamiya. A person will bother, right? There are things that a person will do the same bother of what's it called, where it's not tanned, he'll tan enough to make a kamiya. It's not a big bother to tan that amount of ore that he's going to dafka do more. Right? Each part of the tanning is a tircha to itself. And even if it's already tanned, it's not chashiv unless it's a shear of tkidei kamiya. So there's no difference between them. In those things where there's a tircha, so then we say this halacha, where there is not a tircha, there's no different tircha between the small or the big, and for the small, you need a small tircha, for the big, you need a bigger tircha, so then you'll do with a small tircha for the small thing too, and it's also chashiv. So wherever we see that the shear is the same, like we had before, right, it's because the tircha is not a great tircha. That's what the Gemara is saying. By or, it's not a tircha, and by other things, it is. Only where it's a greater tircha to do, there the shear is different. Chamisha garinim, the ilu basa desarinu tan, the kelach echad chashuv. After you plant it, even one stalk is chashuv. But there, it's a big deal to go plant things. Prisha kaflut is some kind of cabbage, I think. Ha'impar alola kam per Rabbi Akiva, metaris le rapapa hachi. Neima garinim. Okay. Neima is seeds. Nobody carries out one seed to plant. Okay, let's go on. Haritit. Bring another raya, that there's things that before they're made have one shear, and after they're made they have a different shear. Haritit, the mikmid legavle, tanya, modim chachom rav shibbe, motzi shofkin or shusarabim, shishiyuram berevius. Right? That tit. Before you made the tit, so the halacha is that if you carry out wastewater, which purpose is to mix with sand and to make tit, to make this clay, right? So the halach is the shear is a revius. V'havinan ba, what's this revius roi for? Shovkin l'may chazu, v'am rabir m'l'gabu b'nasatit. The purpose of this water is to mix it with sand and to make tit. And you need a revius. Now a revius would necessitate a lot of sand to be able to make that tit with the revius. V'ilu basur de gavle, after you mix the tit, tanya tit kedei lasos b'en pikur. You'll need a small amount of tit to be chayiv, enough to make a border around the hole where the bellows goes in to the place where they smelt gold. It's a very small amount. So the chora, you need a lot less tit after it's made than the amount that you carry out water for the sake of what's it called of making tit. In other words, if you only need, let's say, an ounce of finished tit, then the amount of water in that ounce of finished tit is less than a revius. But if you have the water and you didn't make the tit yet, then the amount of water to mix with sand is an amount to mix with, let's say, a pound of sand. So the chara, it's what's it called, you see that tit is only important if you have a pound, not an ounce. Zemara says, Hasam nami kedamor, and over there also is a tircha. Lefi she'ein adam toreach legabil esatit. Person doesn't make the tircha to make tit unless he has a pound. But if you have ready-made tit is what's it called, is chashuv, even if it's an ounce. But he's not going to bother to make tit just enough to make a pikur. He's going to make more of it, and he'll use this little bit, use other things for other ones. It's not worth the bother. Okay. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. V'chit Toshma. Dom Rav Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Shlosha Orosei. Okay, there are three kinds of leather. Matzah, the Chefa, the Diftera. The first kind of leather is called Matzah, the second one is called Chefa, and the third kind is called Diftera. What are they? Matzah Kemashmo. Delo Meliach, Velo Kemiach, Udelo Ofitz. Matzah is where nothing has yet been done to this. It hasn't been salted. It hasn't been tanned. That's ofitz is putting tannic acid. And kamiach is also part of the process. Kemach, they didn't put, in order to, what's it called, to work out the leather, So they salted it, and that's why salting is part of the ibud, ma'aveh, and they put it then in what's it called, in a flour, and in what's it called, and in tannic acid. That's me'aktsin. The kamish euro, how much is the shear of this totally unworked out leather, basically hide? Kamashiro, Tanner of Shmuel Bar of Yehuda, Kedelotzerbo Mishkolis Ktana. Enough to cover a small weight. We used to cover the weights because the weights would sweat and they would change, and therefore they had to cover them with leather, put them in leather cases so they shouldn't change their weight. The Kama, how much is this small weight? Amrabaya, Riva de Pumpadisa. A sixteenth of the smallest weight in Pumpadisa. Okay, Rashi. Matzah kamashmo she'ein lo shum tikkun. Here they bring a raya that you can't add salt to matzah, because matzah is something that doesn't have salt in it. Even though it's referring to leather, but it's matzah. That's what they call matzah. Matzah is like matzah, just like matzah doesn't have. And there's two reasons why adding salt to matzah would be on Pesach, would be a problem. One is that the salt itself heats up the dough and makes faster the chametz process. And another reason is that the salt could be considered like meteros. And meteros already also are machmetz faster. So for those two reasons, there are those who hold you're not allowed to add salt to the dough of matzah. But from this Gemara is mashma that matzah had no salt in it. Has not, it's not had any tikkun at all. Kamiach, mashin also the kemach umayim. You soak it in a solution of flour and water after you salt it, and then ofitz misnin also b'shchikas aftzim, and then you tan it. Right? This is tannic acid from aftzim. Aftzim are gallnuts, and they have in them this tannic acid. Kamo shosim kan b'shchikas klipas eres shekorim tena, which is tanning, tannic acid. The kamash yuro lahotzah b'shabes. Riva de Pumpadisa. Rova litrishal Pumpadisa. A quarter of a liter of a Pumpadisa. Derech hasochrim lotzer mashkola shalo feres kidei shalo tipaches. The minig of the people who do business and use scales is that they cover the weights are made out of lead, and they put them into a leather pouch, Lefisha, in order they shouldn't get less. Shemish mateches nishkeches tamid v'nifchas me'elav. If not protected, they get worn out, and then the shear of the weight is not proper. It's not what the weight really is. Kamiya botzer shiuro michte. Oh, we didn't get it yet. So that's, you need a bigger shear, since it's not worked out leather yet at all. So you need a bigger shear. The covering that weight is a bigger shear than enough to cover a kamiya. Kamiya is smaller.
Smaller than the smallest weight.
Right. A weight is a big thing. Right. They don't use little weight. We're not talking about people sell, heavy things. What?
Why would they cover the weight?
What do you mean, why would they cover the weight? Because they don't need anything more than that. They don't need any worked out leather. They just need something to protect it.
1/4 smaller than the smallest weight.
What?
1/4 smaller than the smallest weight.
No. Something that's covering the small. What is the smallest weight? A quarter, right? A 16th. That is. But that weight is a nice piece of thing. It's bigger than a kamiya. Chefa. What's the meaning of the leather that's called chefa? The maliach. You did salt it already, so it's been partially processed. Velo kamiach velo office. But you didn't soak it yet in the flour and water, or tan it. The kamash yuro kedisman or kedei lasos kamiya. That's the leather that needs the size of a kamiya. That's a smaller shear. That is right, a smaller shear, because it's more choshev. Right, less choshev leather needs a bigger shear. More choshev leather needs a smaller shear. Diftera. What's the third one? The third one is called diftera. The maliach v'kamiach, the low office. It's once more stepped or in the process. It's been salted. It's been put into what's it called flour and water. It just hasn't been tanned. The kamashiro, so it's more choshev. It's a better leather. It's not finished yet, but it's better than the one before. Today, lichtav olav haget. That you already can use to write a get. So the shear is to write a get, and Rashi says that's even a smaller shear. than a kamiya. Because you can write a get in a very small piece of the leather. The Rashi says it's only talking about the ikar of the get, the names, and harayat muteris lecholada, from the Torah would be a get. Not all of the things that the Rabbanan added to make the get more clear. But from the Torah, all you need is the name of the person and harayat muteris lecholada, the name of the husband and the wife. So that amount is a smaller amount. Ktani miyas kadei lotzer bo mashkolis ktana. Right? You see that undone leather doesn't have the same shear as done leather. Right? Undone leather you need a bigger shear. Right? Vomer abaya, riva de riva de pumpadisa. Gemara says, hasam bibishula. It's talking about leather that could never be done. It's talking where you cooked it, and therefore it's never going to be finished. You can never tan it after that. But leather that's unfinished, but it could be tanned, has the same shear as if it was tanned. See Rashi. The kama shira lotsa shabbos riva the riva the pumpadisa rova litrish of pumpadisa derech hasochem lotsa mishkolos shol feres kadesh shol tipochas lefisha hamateches nishrekes tamev nichus meyot. So you need some covering, but for that you can use even totally unprepared hide. Kamiya botzer shiure nichtei lotsa mishkolos, a smaller shear, because for a more important thing you need less of a shear. Lichtov get usnan gufo shall get hariat muteris lecholodam ushma ushma vehoedim vahazman the shear is there cut mikulan. This shear is the smallest shear because it's a miniature thing. It's two names and the date and hariat muteris lecholodam. That's even smaller than the amount that's needed either to write a kamiya or to cover a kamiya. Ktani mias al mashir de'ein mu'ubed nothing. You see that the shear of unprepared leather is bigger than the shear of prepared leather. So what are you telling me? The same shear? Bishula lach. Right? It's bishula means that it's still wet. Kamo shehufshat. Kori bishula. Once, when it's, as soon as it's flayed, as soon as the animal's skin, that's called bishula. Lashon bishul. Shulach. Vakati lo chazil. It's not fit to what's it called, to ibud. Right? Same idea. I thought it was talking where it was cooked. I think somebody says like that. But Lamaisa, Rashi said it's talking, it's in a state where it can't be tanned. So it's not going to be tanned in this state, and therefore it doesn't have the same shear as if it was tanned. But something that's in the state where it could be finished, then the shear is the same as if it was finished. Aval yavesh chazi le'ibud. The kivan de chazi le'ibud havi kim u'ubud. Where something is fit to be finished, then the shear is the same as if it was finished. But where it's not fit to be finished, then the shear is different. Gemara says, "Vasnan." Is that really true? Habeged shloshal shlosha lemedris. Right, the shear of a beged for tumas medris is 3x3. A sack is less chashuv. You need a bigger shear for tuma. Dalit al dalit. There you need 4x4. Haor hey al hey. Leather you need 5x5. Mepitz velvalvav, mat. You need 6x6. Bein lemedris, bein lemes. V'tani Allah habeged v'hasak v'haor kishir l'tuma, kach shir l'hotza. They have the same shear for tuma and hotza. Right? So you see that what's it called? Or, right, the shear of hotza is hey al hey. It's a completely different shear, much bigger shear. Where it says ahubikar tobla, that's talking about a different kind of hide that the chlal has no chashivas. Therefore, you need a bigger shear. Rashi, shlosha al shlosha, litumas medris. Avalamaga shlosha al shlosh vedas bals. You only need 3 tvachim, right, for tumas medris, but for tumas maga to touch it, there are 3 etzbals by 3 etzbals is the shear of kabbalas tuma. But in order to tumas medris, where you walk on it, you need something that's fit for walking on. Tach shir lotzah Shabbos, alma she'ein mu'ubid, if it's not, what's it called, worked out leather, you need 5 tvachim, right? And that's, what's it called, big shear, right? So our Mishnah that says that the shear is kamiya is talking about worked out leather. But you see that unworked out leather, you need a very big shear. Right? When it says bikartobla, no, that's talking about a special kind of leather. Nevash lo barosim, other words, you cook it in hot water. Umiskasha leche v'lov. You make it for a chair. When you boil the leather, when it dries, then you're never going to tan it after that. Right? It's made hard so you can sit on it. Ulechasos blufko shekorin umitos lasoso shulchan. You make it at the tables. You make it the hard things. You harden the leather, it becomes hard. That leather, taka, needs a big shear. But we're talking where we said that the shear of untanned leather is the same as worked out leather, right? That's where it's leather that will be able to be worked out and can be worked out. But the leather, either in the first stage where, even though eventually it could be worked out, but in this stage it can't be worked out, then the shear is different. If it never can be worked out, it's made to be hard, then the shear is different. But if it's leather that's in the process of being worked out, it's just nothing's been done to it yet, but it's fit to be worked out, then the shear is the same as if it was worked out.